How Plants Punish Cheating. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In international politics, nations sign trade agreements to get the goods and services they need. Much the same also happens in the plant world. For instance, soybean plants and microbes called rhizobia exchange resources to enable both to thrive. Ford Dennison is an agricultural ecologist at the University of California, Davis.
Rhizobia are bacteria that live inside small bumps on the roots of plants like soybean or clover. And most rhizobia provide their plant hosts with nitrogen.
In return, the plants provide rhizobia with oxygen, which they need to reproduce. Now, Dennison and his colleagues have found that just as nations sometimes break agreements, bacteria sometimes break their contract, and the plants retaliate by imposing sanctions on those bacteria. Rhizobia that stop providing nitrogen get their flow of oxygen cut down by the plants. Those cheating bacteria die out, while honorable bacteria thrive.
The bacteria, we assume their behavior is pre-programmed by their DNA. So the effect of these sanctions is an evolutionary effect, changing the proportion of good versus bad bacteria the next generation.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.